Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hey, Brendan.
Hello, Daniel.
So things are finally starting to ease up a little bit.
We went from how many shows to how many shows?
Well, we lost Summer House.
Yes.
Plain Summer House, as people are calling it. We're like half down with Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Secrets Revealed.
Yeah.
We'll dabble.
We'll dabble. And yeah, so that's where we're at. As we talked about a few weeks ago, Rugged 5, aka Roni Legacy, Rugged Edition.
Whatever they're going to fucking whatever. Call it.
So,
Ex-Wives Club.
A crappy lake. is filming. We thought it was going to be like maybe a week earlier, but here we are. Mid-June.
Yeah. And the girls are posting.
The girls are posting. We're getting like rolling up to the plane, in the restaurant, like on the beach.
TikToking.
I don't love to see that too much. Give us one video, one picture.
And then be done. Yeah, it is what it is. But I guess they're excited. They're on vacation.
They're excited.
I'll be posting from vacation, I'm sure.
As you should.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to post more from vacation.
Yeah, I like posting from vacation.
Yeah. I think the one thing that they maybe have going for them is that expectations are low. Is that across the board or just is that for us?
I think that's for us.
But you think expectations are high?
I don't know if expectations are high, but actually, I think this actually kind of goes into it. The fact that there's like rumors that Bethany and Jill are somehow there, but just off frame. I think that means expectations might be a little low.
It's very like, here's like the Mona Lisa and then the AI expands. Yeah. And like, here's the full picture. Like the AI will actually draw in Bethany and Jill.
Literally, there was like a video that Ramona posted and she like pans over and there's somebody who's clearly Luann, but everyone's like, it's Bethany.
It's Bethany. Okay, so you know, on Twitter, like you open it up and then sometimes you're in the For You track without wanting to be there.
Ooh, yes. But I will say I've been For You-ing a lot more these days.
Sometimes I'm pleasantly surprised. For instance, someone posted like a screenshot or something from like when they were at the restaurant in St. Bart's of like the girls. And then like the next picture, like at the side by side was like a close-up of the fork.
Yeah.
And it was like, Bethany, Bethany's reflection in fork confirmed. And I have to say, I had a good laugh from that one.
It is very funny, but like, I don't know. We've been asked if we think it's like possible. Never say never, obviously.
Yeah.
And a girl can dream, but like, don't get your hopes up, kids.
Well, so like, here's my galaxy brain. okay, we want Bethany, right? But obviously she's going to demand money, honey, right?
Yeah.
So like the perfect compromise is like, she's there for one night, yeah. like a one night only gig, right? Yeah. So she gets paid maybe the same as the other girls, but for doing one night's work.
Which would actually be fun because it would add to their anger towards her if they knew how much she was paid.
Yeah.
And it would bring the drama.
It would bring the drama for the mamas.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like at this point, it's like, it'll be Rugged Six, Jess Bethany, for the salary that she wants.
Just like walking around reviewing CVS cosmetics. Yes,
going to Olive Garden.
Eating cold cuts. Oh my God. She is truly such a fucking nightmare. Why does anyone even want her? I guess because she's a nightmare.
No, she, I mean, like the thing is, like, she doesn't work alone, but she's good on the ensemble.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, we'll sing. St. Bart's, baby. Okay, shall we get to our shows and kick it off with Atlanta?
Let's go.
Okay, I think, like, for me, the most interesting part are these first few seconds, which have been wiped from the history books. Yeah.
I mean, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta finally made some news this year.
Going into this week, I was going to go and watch the new scrubbed Peacock version and see what the difference is, and I forgot to do that.
I already know what the difference is.
Oh, what's the difference?
It basically goes from, like, the main title card, the modern day title card, and instead of going to the previous title card, it instead goes into, you know how the old Atlanta intro used to have, like, us going through, like, that illustration type of thing? It goes straight into that instead of, like, stopping on the old title card.
Okay. Because I gotta say, that I want to almost call, like, the first, like, 5 minutes an art installation.
Yes.
I was having a great time.
I was too. So we did...
Okay, we have to explain
what's going on. We have to back up real quick.
You better back it up and back it up quick.
So when we're talking about title cards, what we're saying is that the intro to this week's of Atlanta ended up being a Marlo and Candy retrospective, but the beginning was like...
Previously on,
and it brought us all the way back to season 3.
Yeah.
And it started with a title card of the girlies holding peaches, which kind of didn't make sense because Marlo didn't have a peach back then.
Yeah.
But the gag was they cut out Nene from that title card from season 3.
Yeah.
Because Nene sued Bravo. Well,
she's a persona non grata.
And she said, like, never, like... mention me, never use footage of me.
Yeah, they,
like,
keep talking about me. Stop talking about me.
All this kind of stuff. So, like, I mean, they didn't have to include that title card, obviously. It works without it, but, like, they did, and they cut her out.
Yeah, I mean, they very easily could have gotten, I think, the gag without the title card, especially with your point of Marlo's not in that title card anyway. So it's like, who even cares?
Yeah.
But I don't love, like, the greater story being told, but I do have to applaud the efforts made in trying to make it a thing / trying to explain it.
Yeah, I like that, but it also felt like we don't have not enough footage modern day, so we're, like, throwing some shit in.
I didn't think that, because, like, I do think, like, I'm not a diehard Atlanta fan, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen every episode every season, but, like, I'm probably a little fuzzy with certain things, right? Mm-hmm. So I appreciated, like, a Marlo Candy interaction throughout the years, but I wonder, like, how many people even, like, knew, like, remembered how they've been through the years.
Right.
Like, it's been like Marlo versus Kenya a lot.
Yeah, and Marlo being a friend of until, like, 2 years ago, I guess we needed the reminder of, like, actually, like, Candy and Marlo's relationship was actually pretty lovely at points, you know?
I mean, also production is kind of, like, doing Candy a favor, I think, with a lot of this, especially the unseen footage from 2020.
Yeah.
Where it's like, listen, Candy is not the warmest, sweetest bitch you've ever met. Like, she's just not, like, lovey-dovey.
Yeah, and I think up until now, we had her reaction to Marlo saying, that her nephew died, and her reaction in the text was like, damn, that's wild, or like something that's like not warm at all.
Yeah.
But then we get the added context of Marla going over when
the next day.
Yeah, when Riley's packing up for school at NYU or whatever, and like they actually have a nice conversation, the three of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm referring to even that conversation. It's not like Candy's like throwing her arms around Marlo.
Right, but at least face to face, it's a little nicer than the text that we've been presented throughout the season so far.
Yes. But I love the reference to the text later in the episode where it's like, I'm Candy Yams.
Yeah.
Like, as you're opening this with like Candy Yams, you know?
But like, that's a nickname.
I know, but like, I feel like we're opening it with like a little lightness for like the heavy situation.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Some people like will call, like will use those light nicknames when like being serious, I think.
I mean, I think that was Candy's argument.
Yeah.
Was I was Candy Yams. Okay. Let's fill in a few blanks before we get to the escape the room, run away from the bomb. Is that what they're calling?
It's like a paint bomb, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Kenya Moore hair bar. I feel like Kenya's really treading water this season.
I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah.
I mean, like, open up the business. It makes sense for your brands. Like, Kenya Moore hair care goes into Kenya Moore hair bar. But it's like, are we copying Caroline Brooks?
Oh, very interesting. It just feels like with Kenya, like, it's hard for me to picture her having friends.
Yeah, I think that's the, like, gag of Kenya, right?
That's the gag of Kenya.
But I think that, like, is having to do with, like, all the shit she's been through in her life. And that's why she kind of is. Mm. I think that's been the kind of through fare of her character this entire time she's been on TV, right?
The through line, yes.
Through line. Yeah. Through fare is what you like see on a road.
the through fare. yeah. But then like that's not like someone that's great for an ensemble show like this.
Yeah, it depends. It's like if she had, I think she's got enough allies in like Candy, if she had worthy opponents, or if
Portia/Nene,
yeah, or if it's like she could come back down to earth a little bit, because I think she is one of those people who is getting, I'm not gonna say too big for her britches, I mean like she is buttoning up a lot, and like maybe doesn't want to be in the conflict and instead wants to do like pretend to be above it all in a lot of ways.
So I, for years, wanted to see what Kenya was like without Nene, without Portia. And my dreams finally came true. And then just like, I don't think she like plays with the other girls well enough.
It's like, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for. Like, she's better as, like, you're rooting for her.
Yeah, she's no longer the underdog is a thing.
Yeah.
It's, now that she's been on like the original Ultimate Girls Trip, she's friends with Kyle, who is like, Kyle's kind of like the OG of the entire franchise at this point.
She's the OG of the OG.
Yeah. So I feel like she.
No, Teresa.
but like Teresa.
Teresa.
Teresa's like not savvy enough to be the OG of the entire franchise at this point. There's something off about Kenya these days, and we need like something, because I want her to be here.
Yeah, it does feel like she's getting along with Candy more. Was that always the case? That's the thing. It's like, I don't even know what Kenya's like relationships with the other cast members.
Well, now they're like the two allies.
Yeah, they're the two allies. Yeah.
I'm wondering. It's like, can we get Cynthia in ASAP?
Is Cynthia the myth? Like, she's the glue that we're missing.
I think she might. Nobody's going to save us.
No, no one's saving us.
No one's saving us, but I think having Cynthia in the mix once she comes back will add a little bit of depth to the Kenya of it all because of their relationship.
Cynthia and Kenya are buddies.
Yes, of course. And they had the falling out after Ultimate Girls Trip.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, think about it.
That's what we gotta patch up.
Yeah. And the thing is, once Cynthia joins, then we're gonna have Cynthia as friend of on two franchises.
Good. I would love a dual friend.
Me too.
A bicoastal friend.
Yeah. I wonder where she technically filmed more with. Because it seemed like she was...
It sounds like Beverly Hills.
It sounded like she was in Beverly Hills a lot.
It sounds like Atlanta was one scene.
The Kenya Moore hair bar party? Because she's definitely in those photos.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have my eyes and ears on it. Grandma Sheree.
This was sweet.
It was sweet, but also sad that, like, it was like a surprise 4 months in.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was cute that she bought, like, the little, like, clay thing where you dip the foot or whatever. Yeah. And then she, like, tried to do it.
Yeah.
Can you believe we knew Cairo when he was, like, so young?
How old is he right now?
He's...
In his early 20s?
Early 20s. But we knew him when he was, like, a 13-year-old, 10-year-old.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Here we are.
Yeah. We got that full flashback. And the granddaughter's name is Mecca, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anyone else we want to touch down with before we get to our get-together?
We were with Sandy and her family.
Oh,
and
they're,
like, talking about, like, moving out. And then Sonia, like, wants her husband to, like, put the family first and think things through.
Okay. There's something about these scenes where it feels like, now this is going to sound crazy, it feels like they filmed all of them in the same day and we're splitting it across like 15 episodes.
It does seem like we're having the same conversation every time we're in this home.
I think we're like changing outfits 10 times in one day.
Yeah.
And we're like, this is our familial storyline. Oh my God. Let's get to work.
It's like when they have to like film Jeopardy like seven times a day.
Another one. And mine be Alex just like bring them in and out.
Ooh, I wonder if there's going to be Celebrity Jeopardy soon. Love Celebrity Jeopardy.
Okay. Let's disarm the bomb.
Okay. Have you ever done an escape room?
No. And you would think, of all of your friends, like, I would be one to do it. But, like, I've never worked in a situation where, like, I feel like it's a work thing. Like, you do it in, like, work bonding.
Okay, so 1 year, my family... Okay.
Oh, familial.
So our big thing during Christmas time, like our one like fun outing as a big family, like we're talking like 16 people who all stay in the same house and party. So we usually go bowling for our like one thing that we can get everyone to do that's pretty affordable and whatever. 1 year we decided to do an escape room. Big mistake.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone's got to be in it to win it.
Yeah.
And I don't see that for your family.
Okay. Drag us, Monique.
I don't mean it as a knock to your family, but like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
To need to like, want to play a game.
I will say, not all escape rooms are built the same.
Oh.
This one that we were at the little complex in Atlanta with seemed like more fun. Because first of all, there's like, you get to walk in, there's a bar, whatever. Then it involves like, paint.
The fact that they like... scrunched up what was probably like an hour plus of footage into 2 minutes.
2 seconds, yeah.
During the credits, I was like laughing. Oh my God. Okay. So we're finally like having a confrontation for like Marlo's antics. And here's the thing, like, I'm not really rooting for anyone. Like, Marlo's clearly wrong in this.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, she's just really starting shit. But then, part of me feels a little bad for Marlo, too.
Yeah, I think, like, God, I'm such a Marlo defender. I'm not going to defend her wholeheartedly here. But I feel like she's lost, like, in life.
Oh.
But also, like, on this show. Like, she finally...
got what she wanted.
She finally got what she wanted, but now she doesn't know what to do with it.
Mm.
And she fucked it up last season with the whole nephew thing. Mm. And like, putting a target on her back that actually like didn't need to be on her back that then became half the season.
Yeah, I mean, that was like your... The nephew thing was like your hero story.
Yeah.
And you like, fucked that up so bad.
And it's like, it was just such a fucking rookie mistake. It was just like the way she was talking about it. You don't have to let people know that they went away for a weekend to your other sister's house. Just like be normal about it.
Like literally when you're filming Housewives, everyone's kids go somewhere because exactly. You're all traveling around.
Exactly. And then this, it's like, it's another unforced error where you're bringing up something out of the blue to try to make Candy look bad.
Well, you're like merging stories because of the common thread of like gun violence.
Yeah. And someone was getting, I forget who it was, but it was someone was trying to follow the story. And it was like the woman with the math in front of her being like, oh, wait, so.
Famous bi woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She just came out.
Yeah.
But I forget who it was who was trying to follow the story. And they were like, okay, so your nephew got shot at Old Lady Gang. And she was like, no. Okay. His roommate murdered him. And the person was like, wait, so. His roommate who worked at Old Lady Gang, and she was like, no. They met at Old Lady Gang or something.
Well, he worked at Old Lady Gang, and then, like, she added this week, like, oh, they also met there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, somehow that's Candy's fault.
It's, like, it's really dumb. But then it's, like, why are we all getting so heated about this in this... Escape the room.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's, yeah. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
And then it's like, people then are like, Marlo's so aggressive in this situation. And if you actually roll the footage, Marlo's like kind of just standing there with like her hands behind her back.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's wrong in this situation. Yeah.
It's hard to find the person to root for. I'm actually like, I think I'm rooting for Courtney.
Yeah, it's like, she's actually like trying to make shit happen. Like, she's trying to be a hostess.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was like, I just wanted to like defuse the bomb.
Yeah.
Am I a Courtney fan?
I mean, you're not the first.
I'm not the first Courtney
fan. And not the last.
Okay. Let's do Martha. To Martha.
To Martha.
Okay. I'm loving Martha.
It is chaos. It is great.
It is. So like, here's my Martha journey is that usually I watch it Sunday night without having watched Atlanta Sunday night.
Sure.
And then like Atlanta, I watch a little closer to recording Come Through Queen. Cause like Martha, it's like, I need to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, we're picking up with Jasmine. Sort of tearing up about feeling isolated as a married woman at watch dinner, as I like to call it.
Yeah. Oh, Jasmine, this relationship, this marriage.
It's great that they are both villains.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Silas is like the head villain. The super villain.
He's Bowser.
He's Bowser, but like.
She's Wendy.
She's Wendy for sure. But like Wendy is his daughter.
No, but without pretend Wendy's his wife.
Unfamiliar. Yeah. Wendy's his wife. Yeah. So we go back the next morning. We're waking up. The best part of waking up is Shanice returning. Of course.
It's like the journey she had to go on to arrive during the day.
And it felt like she left a day ago.
Yeah.
Like she, I know people are leaving nonstop. So like for someone to return feels
I know.
Fresh.
I did appreciate that she returned during the day because everyone's been coming at night. That's been a theme of Martha.
I know. That's been a theme of Martha. And like, it almost feels like she's returning this time on a Thursday.
Good.
So she's here for like another few days, I think.
Thirsty Thursday. What day are we on of how many days? Oh,
you know, I've been writing it down, but I'm losing track now. Okay. So the big scandal of the morning is Milo shitting underneath the pool table. And Silas is like, all right, house meeting. Like, and
running up to what's his name?
Running up first to Preston's room. And being like, all right, it's time for a house meeting. Milo's shitting. And it's, and Preston's sitting there like, why are you telling me?
Yeah. Why did you walk by Bria's room?
Yeah.
So that you could tell me this.
But it was, but like Silas wants, like, I think Silas wants someone else voted out for Milo shitting. Not even necessarily Bria. It could be like the person who announced that Milo shat.
It's so stupid. Also, like, I know dog shit is not great.
Yeah, I, as an anti-dog person, I know where you're going.
It's not great, but it takes 2 seconds to clean up.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. I'm not going to clean it up. Silas is not going to clean it up. Preston's not going to clean it up.
Guess what? When Bria was told that it was there, she went and cleaned it up immediately. Yes.
And then, but like people are just like screaming. Like Bria's like listening. And she's like, what's going on?
I would have picked it up. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, you would have picked it. I wouldn't have picked it up. Yeah. But like, Preston's not going to pick it up. What does Preston have anything to do with it? He's sitting in his room.
But like, they're like brothers from the frat.
But like, so here's the thing. Silas, you better like be nice to your one ally here. Because like, everyone else is through Jasmine.
Exactly.
Like, you should be, like, treating Preston like a king.
Silas is maybe, like, I've never seen somebody like this. Mm-hmm. Like, he's such a hypocrite, such a weirdo person.
Yeah.
Like, everything down to the fact that, like, how weird he is with his wife. And then he doesn't wear his wedding ring.
Oh, yeah, when they went out to boys' night. Yeah. But before we leave for boys' night, I wanted to point out when they were, when, like, Jasmine was picking out outfits and he was like, oh yeah, I bought you that one. And he was like, well, actually I bought you all of them. And I was like, okay. Like, so I don't really, it sounds like Jasmine is a stay at home wife. They don't have kids. So she's kind of just his like assistant. Like, okay. making him breakfast, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, he's upset that she's not waking up during vacation to make him breakfast.
It's like, let her sleep in a little bit. It's vacay.
And then, like, if this is the situation, it's weird for you to be throwing in my face, like, well, all these dresses I picked out for you because I paid for them. It's like, well, like, yeah. You guys chose this setup. Like,
you chose this like very antiquated like way of heterosexual marriage.
Yeah. So like, that's like mean to be throwing in her face.
Yeah.
Oh, Silas. Silas.
And then she did burn the breakfast.
Okay, so we go out to boys' night, girls' night. At boys' night, Silas is like coming for Jason.
It's like so stupid. But then also like those women send over drinks.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
and he
yeah.
drinks one.
I after giving like the announcement that no married person shall accept a free drink.
But he only means a woman.
Yeah, a woman, of course, yeah. But then like when with Jason he's like you need to like go pick up women and here he is like with a fresh 3 month old. He's like, I don't need to do that right now.
He's such a bossy boss.
And then bossing Jason the next day, carrying the table.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, attention, we gotta carry it this way.
I was what was he like, a like sergeant?
A platoon leader?
A platoon leader. It's yeah. like, no offense, I support our troops, but get over it.
Like, I don't think we need to bring in like that for carrying the table outside.
Yeah, you were a platoon leader then. What are you now?
Mm-mm. I do think he works in finance, but is also still a reservist.
Oh.
So I don't think he's like completely out of service.
Okay. So this is justified.
No, it's not, it's not justified. I'm just explaining the,
yeah.
the story, baby. But girls' night was chaos.
Love.
The girls were girling.
I mean, like we knew that these girls could girl.
Especially if Shanice is in the house.
Yeah.
If Shanice is in the house, the girls are girling.
Watch out.
The girls are girling, the girls are titting.
The girls are titting, the girls are tooting.
The girls are bussing. Okay, like, So Shanice last weekend is like, all right, tits out, great. Now we're up in the ante. We're just fully running around naked.
Yeah, just nude in the hot tub.
Okay, so before the boys get home, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And like Shanice, Bria on tables, islands.
The kitchen island.
Dancing, blah, blah, blah.
Question yes. from the audience.
Brendan.
What is it about like heterosexual culture where they always have to like get on an island or on a table? Seen this on Summer House Plain. Oh, Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Seen it in Real Housewives of OC. Seen it at Andy Cohen's baby shower.
Oh, but I'm all listening to Lisa. Everybody right now, get on the table.
But like, from where I stand and the places I go.
You've never have you ever.
Us as gay people aren't getting on tables in this way.
Throwing bus?
Usually the tables are reserved for the go-go boys.
Oh, yeah. You have to honor thy go-go.
Honor thy go-go boys. Do not stand where they stand.
It's the first commandment, actually. It's honor thy go-go.
It is a sacred space.
We've learned many lessons. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So then our boy Simon comes back. And Bria is a fucking reality television star. That is a star.
Wait, so Simon. So,
existing in Shanice's orbit.
Right, but before we get into that, a friend to the show, Gemma, who lives in Germany, has told me.
He's bought a watch from him.
No, has told me.
I wish.
He doesn't believe that Simon's German accent is real.
So.
Completely real.
So much like Brittany Cartwright, as we discussed in the Patreon bonus episode, yes. You don't believe that is a real Kentuckian accent.
And so I'm an expert from the South, and okay. Gemma is an expert from Germany.
Okay.
So just putting that on the table, I hope he's okay. I said this, I'm sure he is.
And then I'm going to come in as an expert from Staten Island. I believe Danielle Cabral. Okay. Bria. Like sulking in bed, like Bria belongs in bed, and it's like we're trying to ask Summer House Playing girls to come out of bed. It's like I love when Bria is sulking in bed.
Yes, and I mean like Simon, I'm sorry. Once Bria leaves, evacuates the dance floor, you're still sitting there with Shanice's bus. Like, what are you doing?
I see both points. Like. He shouldn't have to like run away like he saw a ghost, but also like Bria's angry, so don't be with Bria.
Yeah, and I mean, if they weren't, this is the thing when people get on the moon, there's like not any like talking them out of it.
Yeah.
Like what Bria should have done was go like, hey, this is a weird situation. Come, let's go.
Well, that's not Bria.
Or Simon should have been like, this is a bus. Where's Bria? I should be me out of here.
Yeah. Okay. So the next morning we got brunch. We have to set up brunch, baby. That's why we're carrying the table out.
Yeah.
Attention.
So much rosé is had on the show.
Okay. So we're all there. Okay. As we're preparing brunch, I don't think Bria's helping a bit because she's busy talking to everybody about how out of control Shanice is.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, roll footage. It was like Bria and Shanice were like two sisters.
I know.
Until Simon was in the mix.
Also, Bria's dropping like the thing where she's not going to come to brunch because she doesn't want to be around Shanice.
Yes. But she's sitting down with Summer.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting down with
the titular Summer. It's her house.
She's sitting down with Jasmine, maybe. She's calling Mom, even.
I would call Mom, too.
Well, of course you
Mom,
would.
Mom, did you hear what Simon said?
And she would say, I'm me out of here. I got to go play pickleball.
Oh, yeah. My mom's big pickleball kick these days.
Okay. So we all go to brunch. Where's Shanice? Oh, wait, no. Before that, I do want to, like, this is, we're planting seeds. When Alex, like, calls Jordan Thicke and she gets, like, pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's, like, planting the seed for next week where, like, she kind of has the, like, all you men are pieces of shit in this house.
Right, because all the men, and even our dear Amir.
Especially our dear Amir.
Kind of have been like talking about her
yeah.
as like they own her here in a way that's like really gross.
Yeah.
Amir, do better. We're rooting for you.
Yeah. Especially like if you're like the head honcho in charge of getting us a second season with Andy.
Exactly.
Okay. So we go to brunch. I gotta say, this is like iconic film. Like us all sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Like fancy. And then Janice being like, wait for me. And tits out, bottle of champagne in hand. She's a comedian. She's so funny.
Oh my, I know. She's a good character.
I wonder, like, while we were getting into it, I was like, how is this woman who's like here and then she's me out of here for a weekend after the weekend and she's coming back? Like, how is she main cast?
The thing is, there's these kind of people, like, especially like, I don't know, if you live in a city, you run into these people that kind of are a whirlwind into your life, a whirlwind out, know?
Yeah.
Like I know Shanice. This, like, I can name like three Shanices that I've like met through my life. And it's like, they're always like, when they're in, they're so in.
Sure.
But when they're out, it's like, bye.
It's almost as if they never were there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Shall we move on to New Jersey?
Let's go.
Okay, why don't we kick off New Jersey with a question from the audience?
Okay.
Friend of the show, Evan Ross Katz.
Perfect.
Has called in with like a prompt for us, so we'll play that.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Brendan. One question that I have for you both that I would love to hear your thoughts on this week's Come Through Queen, if you so feel compelled. One, I would just love to know, like, overall, would you say that this was a good or a bad season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey? Now that we've seen the complete package, I just would, like, if we're looking in those sort of, like, binary terms of, like, good, bad, where would you place it? And then I want to know if the two of you were responsible for the next season, what sort of changes would you want to make? And I'm not necessarily just speaking to, like, cast, but there's something obviously very final about this reunion part three. And obviously the show is on pause, but when it does resume, I'm wondering sort of what restructuring you both would want to see happen. Because one thing that I did observe with this part three, which by the way, I thought was compelling, was that we got very little from any of the other cast members. I feel like it was one of the most like, the reunion was just very centered around one particular issue being hashed out, which maybe there's precedent for that. But you know, maybe even taking the Teresa Melissa conversation out of it all, or maybe not, but like, yeah, how does this show continue? That's my long-winded question.
I think first, was this a good season or was this a bad season?
I would lean more good with bad elements.
Okay. I will say there's only been one bad season of Jersey.
Which one? Oh, I know which one.
Amber Marchese Twins.
Season 6.
Yes. Every other season of Jersey is good.
Yeah. Dan, I also will say,
oh,
you are a rare, like, Jersey's in your, like, top all the time. And I don't think, like, the fandom is necessarily there. But I agree with you.
Well, listen, I think BravoRatings.com at BravoRatings on Twitter doesn't disagree. It's right now. I wish I'd like really came in with like the metrics. I think it's like Jersey and Beverly Hills are the best rated housewives.
Sure, right now. Sure.
Right? So like, I think that's worth noting.
Okay. Yeah. I think overall it was a pretty good season. I just think it gets lost in certain fights that we like, and I'm not even talking about Melissa and Teresa.
Yeah.
I'm more talking about like, there's a couple side players, AKA Marge and Jen, where their fights are actually incoherent and make those scenes are unwatchable to me.
Okay. So I think this was a different season for Jersey for me. Cause it was a season where we know what the end point is.
Yeah.
Like we knew the wedding was happening. We knew Melissa and Joe didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how did we get there? Exactly. And I thought the journey of how did we get there was actually interesting.
Yeah. A little riveting.
Especially like the fact that we were in Ireland like a week before.
And having an okay time. It wasn't the best time. It wasn't the worst time.
It wasn't the best of times. It wasn't the worst times.
What changes should be made for next season? I've got a big one.
Oh, I've got probably a different one.
Okay.
You go first.
Holiday season.
Oh my God. We have the same one.
Yes. Let's bring us back to the holiday season.
But like, same cast. I don't give a fuck.
Same cast.
A very minor change. Here's what we're
doing. Fire Margaret.
No, that's not going to happen. You know that's not going to happen. Number one, she's paid less than like the big players.
Okay, demote her.
That's not going to happen either.
I just like, the fights she has to me are the ones that are the most annoying because it's like, and like, it's just like,
okay, so I think she's actually able to articulate the real fights the best. For instance, like the Louie calling her son and the phone records and like her part in this reunion.
When she can episode. Study for a reunion, not when she's in scene during the season.
So that's fair. I think the note she needs to take is like the her versus Jen thing really just needs to be over.
Yeah.
Jumping to the end of this reunion, it feels like they're willing to do that.
Sure. Yes, 1000%. If that happens, then I'm more than happy to have Marge around. I mean, I did speak at her book launch.
You're acting as if like you gave like the preamble.
No. We asked you a question. But going back to like what we both thought would should be the change, it being set during the holidays. I mean, I'm thinking like if we go Halloween through New Year's or whatever.
Oh my God, I would cry.
It's perfect because this is a show about family, so that's family time. It's also interesting because back in previous seasons, we only got to see Christmas traditions, and now we've got two Jewish cast members. Well, at least one that might be returning with us.
Yeah. So my note is we up Fessler. And I was a Jackie warrior, but I think we've closed the chapter. Okay. Especially with Evan not joining us with part three. Even without Jackie.
That was never going to happen. Okay, so that's fine.
Okay.
So let's do that. Let's up Fessler, demote Marge.
And then we need two new friends.
Two new friends. Okay, yeah. And then what are you thinking about the Fuda and the Cabral?
I think they both earned their spot.
Fuda's husband earned the spot for her.
Fuda's husband was fighting for his wife's honor.
I mean, everyone online was horny for him after that.
Everyone had the biggest bone.
So let's do that. And then that's a sensical way to keep Teresa and Melissa. I don't think either of them are going anywhere.
So here's more on that. So like by shifting for the holidays, it's like we can kind of stretch out the Teresa Melissa thing as like the way that we are painting the picture now is like the aftermath, right? Mm-hmm. Like we're in such a shitty place and like the narrative is like, oh, we can't even spend the holidays together, right? And maybe like...
Interesting, but I want to add, and this might be where you're going, I want to add, cousins like to be together near the holidays.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say like maybe a bridge is formed through cousins.
So yeah, it's like Teresa and Louis are at home and like Gia is like, oh, or Melania rather is like, oh, I invited Antonia over to exchange gifts.
Yeah. Because I think I could be wrong. I'm not paying 100% attention on social media. I feel like there's still something there between like Antonia and the other girls.
Yeah.
I think there is.
Are we doing like fan fiction right now? But this needs to be the solution.
Yes,
hello.
Yes. There's no better time for families to come together than during the holidays.
And some of the best, most iconic Jersey moments were during the holidays.
Well, we did a whole fucking...
We did a whole fucking thing on it, yeah.
Subscribe to Patreon. Come on. Yeah. What are you waiting for? Yeah. Now that's it, baby. That's the future of next season.
That's right. Get on your feet. It's the holidays.
Oh, my God. That's the tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The things of the reunion. We already touched on the Marge stuff. Okay. With pizza, here's the thing. This reunion, it was hard to... follow much of anything. And I'm not a big proponent of the after show. I rarely watch. If anything, mm-hmm. I like watch over like Alex's shoulder.
Mm-hmm. So you're like behind him, like behind the couch?
Well, I'm in bed and he's there and I'm like, oh, what's going on over there? I think the pizza disagreement is more succinctly explained in the after show.
Okay. And first of all, them calling it Pizzagate is so jarring.
It's dark sided.
Yeah. It's like Siggy Flickers in the room.
Yeah. So I want to remind you like who's paired up for after show. So we got Fuda and Zia.
Sure.
We got Tree and Dolores.
Yes.
So like as Zia's explaining it, obviously Fuda's like, yeah, like, oh, okay, blah, 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 blah. When Tree's explaining it, Dolores is sitting there like not moving her face. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not part of this. I don't want to even like give a hint of a yes or a no to anything.
She wants to be Switzerland.
Yeah. And it sounds like, oh, this is Teresa's angle. My brother was trying to help me. And he wanted 50%. If you want to help me, why do you want 50%? It's like, are you nuts? Like, he came up with this idea, this business that already exists. He's bringing it to you. We're going to, like, put our family branding onto it in order to sell units.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird for him to want 50%. Should he...
want to go broke just to, like, help you?
Yeah, like... he is helping you, you idiot. Like, what is wrong with you?
Did he, like, find these off the back of a truck or something?
He found them. No, it was obvious, like, these quote-unquote pizza ovens are, like, essentially panini presses.
Like, easy-bake ovens,
yeah, almost. Well, it's like, well, I think it's exclusively thin crust.
Okay.
Like, it's not, like, a regular pizza or anything, right? Anyway, it's just... just watch the after show. I implore you to get the full picture of that. Frankie Jr. I thought was interesting with Dolores.
Dolores, like, shutting it down.
I understand.
Yeah. She's so...
powerful?
She's just, like, so of this, like, region and, like, of these people.
A powerful woman. Which brings us to Gia's phone call.
So, I've heard a lot that went into this.
Tell me.
I heard that Priscilla, the makeup artist, allegedly was on FaceTime with Gia during a lot of the reunion.
Telling her, giving her play-by-play.
Not even giving her, showing her the screen, the monitor.
I'm going to throw up.
That's what people are saying, allegedly. So, Gia was potentially acting.
I, and I've said it before, cannot stand Gia. And I want you to roll footage on Teresa and Gia making sprinkle cookies in the Teresa cooking YouTube series.
I'm not going to roll footage,
no,
but...
No, please, roll footage. Like, for something that should be so, like, light-hearted and nice...
It's mean.
I don't like her one bit.
Lauren Manzo should be welcome to the stage. Tell the girls what's what.
Well, I think it's finally time for Lauren to be the first. We've called for it for years.
Yeah.
To be the first child housewife. Child bride.
I mean, like, that... I mean...
She always got along with Zia.
It could shake things up in a way
shake
that,
the
like...
Shake the table.
Yeah. And, like, I think she has it in her. I mean, her one, like, big reunion performance.
Oh,
spell napalm.
Performance of a lifetime.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, her best friend's Greggy Bennett, and, like, he's actually, like, a funny person. So.
I don't think he's part of us anymore.
But they're still friends.
I know, but he lives in Connecticut.
You can still be friends with people in other states. Sure. I'm not saying, get him on the show.
Oh, he's coaching her?
No, not coaching her. Just, like, the sensibility of friends.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
I think she could actually be funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I see what you're saying.
You gotta listen.
It's like the company you keep.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. God, that took too much. Yeah. Also, don't dox him. I think he just bought that house.
I don't. He's promoting the movers on Instagram. Jesus Christ! And like promoting his promotion. Okay, and then we close it out with John Fuda.
I mean, Louis did his little snake thing.
He
and
slithered over.
He slithered over to Fuda. Rachel Fuda was like, "You're such a good mom."
As Lala says. He moves like a snake.
Moves like a snake. Don't quote Lala in this home.
In my own home. Tell me who I can quote in my own.
And then...
Fuda's like, no.
Fuda's like, if you want to be my friend, you have to take that back.
You have to admit that you contracted my wife.
Like, yeah.
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 It's a lot of you. And then Joey Gore's like, let's go do shots.
Joey Gore's like, sputter up, guys. And then in the background, like, Paul's, like, kissing all the women.
No, it felt like Joey was, like, ready to do a shot with Louie.
Yeah.
Wasn't that weird?
It's like, that's what, like, straight men, like, that's how they get along, doing shots. Mm-hmm. But then I think the more you do shots, it leads to more fighting, probably.
Okay. Yeah. It's a vicious circle.
Exactly. Oh, so then Andy went on the radio yesterday and said Bo Dietl texted him again.
Oh, my God. I was tweeting, we got to get Bo Dietl and Laura for the first time. In Bravo history.
Is Laura Dietl his wife? No. Oh, you mean Lauren Manzo?
Bo Dietl and Laura.
Oh, yeah.
Marge is Laura.
Sorry, I forgot. Yeah. Like, let's get her in. We're always talking about someone off screen.
I know. Let's get the two people off screen, put them onto the screen.
Pay them a day rate. Let them come sit. Like, they're going to do in Atlanta for Kim Zolciak, who hasn't been on this season yet.
We're bringing our wig on. Let's. Oh, yeah.
We're getting there.
Okay. Wow. Jersey.
Wow.
It's time to rev up our engines on our motorcycle.
Vroom, vroom.
And head on over to Orange County. How are you feeling?
I'm still feeling great.
I'm feeling great.
This is the speed I like Housewives at.
It's the temperature I like.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, like, each city needs a different temperature. And... Orange County is at the right temperature right now.
I mean, it always stays sunny and temperate.
Temperate, yeah. Temperate.
Yes.
That's the right word. That's the word I was looking for on the tip of my tongue.
Yes.
Okay, I want to say Jen Perdonti is like the definition of the right temperature.
I think she's got something that a lot of other Jens that came before her didn't have.
It was almost as if she was made in a... R-H-O-C lab.
Exactly. Like, you can see a lot of different influences just in her face too. And just like this story with the foster kids and the husband and the ex-husband. And I thought, like, I didn't realize we were going to be showing the ex-husband and like,
yeah,
it's very interesting.
Yeah. And the fact that she's so forthcoming talking about all of this.
She knows.
It's like she knows and she doesn't know. Like she knows that she should do this to be on the show, but she doesn't know that she should just not be doing this.
Exactly. I mean, like young kids.
Young and like, kids, especially like adoption, yes, foster care, yes, like not your story to tell.
I mean, we already know that the the kid's birth mother, like he was in and out of like Jen's house and her house
too
and
much,
all of that
too
kind
much
of stuff. It is too much. Do you want to do the sit down? The big old sit down?
Oh, so matriarch to matriarch at the deck.
So it's very interesting. Both of them are calling Heather Dubrow for pep talks on the way. Mm-hmm. Heather in that garage doing dorm room get together stuff.
Okay, so we had a disagreement in the cursed household.
Sure.
That I thought this was like real. And Alex thought it was only a bit. Like, would Heather have been doing this if she was still just filming Dubrow's house and having the podcast?
I, as somebody who listened to Heather Dubrow's Worlds,
see, you're the answer here.
I believe she would have been doing this. She brought in teams to do like her Christmas decorations and like all that kind of stuff. Like when she was just doing the podcast and when she was just doing the YouTube. And so I believe that this is like a big moment in her life. So she's going to put as many resources into it as possible.
Okay. So follow-up question is, I know we've met the mother and she seems to be like a little bit of a woman to do. Is that the right, like she's just like a little bit of a stuck up woman, like a hop, skip and a jump from Dale.
I think
Dale, like Tinsley's mom.
Yeah.
But then I also thought she didn't come up like super well to do herself.
Right. But she, I think Heather's doing a lot of replacing. She's trying to over
what
course
she wanted.
Correct.
Okay.
With her kids in what she didn't get from her mom, maybe.
Okay. Like from my perspective on this, and I'm not a parent, but it's like, you gotta let them just figure it out.
I know. I was like if it was my mom, she'd have me be there right there with her, like doing everything and stuffing everything and like getting everything together. I think we did one trip to IKEA where we figured out everything.
Yeah.
Then it was like, she dropped me off and it's like, you're on your own, kid. Basically, like maybe she made my bed or whatever, in my dorm. But like, this is, but I think this is also a thing happening as far as like the going to college moments. Like we even saw it with the Jersey children like all those like bed displays with all the colors from their colleges.
Well, that's like a TikTok promotion.
Yeah. And, but even this, it's like you're having two kids are going to school. So there's more stuff than I had to do, but this is like a huge garage full of just like every kind of thing you could ever need.
Well, we also have like the CAD files of like the dimensions and like sketches of where everything is going.
Yeah. I think Heather's like leaning into the caricature of herself this season in ways that,
well,
like,
I think that was Alex's theory.
Yeah. But no, but I think it's also real. So like, right. I don't know. I don't even think she knows where the line is.
The difference
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am like nauseated by it, but it's also good television, but like, we don't have to like root for everyone.
Yeah. It's interesting to me. I just like, it's like the resources they have. It's like, let's donate something to somewhere.
Yeah, of course that. But like, I almost think like I'm more focused on, do you not want this child to succeed? Like in terms of like problem solving and like figuring it out. Like, are you going to, like, wipe their butt? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I don't know. This is, like, how these kind of people live, though. Yeah. And I mean, like, I follow Max on Instagram. Mm. She seems well-adjusted. She's got a girlfriend. She's at Tufts, which is also the funny thing. It's, like, to go from, like, Orange County, this lap of luxury, to, like, Boston to Tufts. Not saying Tufts isn't a good school. It is. But, like, Boston in the winter, I just have this thing where, like, everyone I knew who was from L.A., who came to school in Boston where I went, was so miserable, like, half the year.
Oh, wow. Oh, I was, like, having the time of my life.
Oh, me too.
Okay. Let's
well, let's get. We started at the fight and that at the sit down fight, and then we got sidetracked.
Yeah, we're all over the place. At the deck,
where you've been,
where I've been, I was half expecting like it would have been iconic for this fight to be happening, and then like we turn, and then
Taylor's there,
and Tamara's like, oh my god, my friend.
No, so like for those who don't know, Taylor Armstrong pretty notoriously, like, haunts the deck.
Has a residency.
She, like, goes there, like, every day. Mm.
So, you and James to the show brought to my attention, like, the fact that the deck is even a thing.
I knew this for years about Taylor.
No, but they filmed at the deck before.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, it's, like, so nondescript. Like,
yeah, it's not small.
It's not, like... There's nothing when you're looking at it, like, feels special. Like, I feel like I'm almost in, like, someone's, like, back deck of their home.
I think it's just, like, I mean, obviously, the special thing about this area is the beach and the ocean.
Yeah.
So that's probably, like, it.
Oh, yeah. This is Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
By the way. And when you're there, it feels so claustrophobic. Like, it's like, it boggles my mind that how they even figure out how to film this.
I know. And the scene, remember the men's scene from last season?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that was at the deck.
Okay. I want to quickly point out, Javier's, we've been there once so far in a flashback phone call invitation for this party that we're going to end up at. So I want to do like a Javier's count
this season. Let's do a Javier's count and then... I feel like the place that Gina, Jen, and Emily went to this episode is where I think Gina, Noella, and someone else went to last season when Noella was like crying and last minute like called them and was like, can I come hang out with you?
Oh my God. We got to get Real Housewives orders.
I know. We need to really suss out these places because they go to the same places all the time.
Mm. Oh my God. You know what? I was on the Real Housewives orders Kai's Patreon. I feel like he specializes in Orange County in a way. We need to have him on, like, in this era.
For sure.
Yeah.
Back to the deck.
Back to the deck.
Because we keep on talking about the deck, but we're not actually getting to the fight. So Tamara and Shannon are meeting up to hash out their stuff. And I feel like so far this season, especially this episode, Tamara is at Juilliard. She's acting.
Mm.
And I think at some point it's going to stop, but it does feel, everything feels pretty performative right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm back and I'm, like, rearing.
Okay, so Alex pointed out while we were watching, if you watch the deck scene, the amount of drink in each glass is all over the place from cut to cut to cut. Like, this is
a
mishmash of a scene.
When Shannon orders the Belvedere and soda.
Yeah.
Before that, she had already been drinking a Belvedere and soda. And I think her ordering was her first one.
Yes.
But I think they were trying to imply that she had multiple in the sit down. And I don't think she did.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a mishmash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I thought going into like tonight's episode recording, I had an idea of like whose side I was on, but I'm not sure I'm like on anyone's side.
I think, well, I'm a Shannon apologist, so I'm on Shannon's side right now. But that being said, I know too much.
Oh,
so it's
more.
Like, I know that they're like
good now.
They're great now.
Oh yeah. I mean, we're doing a Trace Amiga's tour.
Exactly. So the most interesting thing for this season to me is going to be
Heather,
where Heather lands among this crew.
Mm. Okay. So isn't it, our expectation is Tamra, Shannon, Taylor, Vicky.
Yeah.
And then it's Gina, Emily, Heather. Is Jen on that side?
Unclear.
Jen's the mystery then, really.
She's the mystery, but also I also don't know like how good Heather is now with like Shannon and Tamra, because I also listen to like Two T's and Tamra will say nice things about Heather on it. So it's like, and then Heather's posting photos and now she's tagging everyone. Now she's acknowledging that she has cast members again.
So I feel like when it comes to Tamra and Heather, it's like game recognizes game.
Yeah.
Like they both respect each other as like good players on the show.
Yes.
You know? Like it's not a situation on some other shows where it's like, we're trying to get them off the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they know they're both good for it.
Yeah. And I think like it's this interesting line where like last season I thought they were going to force Heather off the show. This season I feel like she's playing.
Yeah.
Along.
Yeah.
Like even to the boat, she's like a kooky queen these days.
Did we see Heather this drunk last year once? I don't think so.
I don't think so. She also just like, she did this at BravoCon too. She loves to sit on a lap.
Oh, I don't like that.
Neither do I.
Get away from me.
Do you want to go to the boat? Or is there more you want to discuss before
I want to, like touch down on Gina's sober announcement, California sober.
Yeah.
Which we did with like Jen and Emily, I think.
Yeah, they were all at that restaurant that I think they had been to with Noella before.
Mm, okay. I want to touch down on Cut.
R.I.P.
Which, like, I was there, like, days before this happened.
This is, like, this episode is, like, your tour.
I mean,
you should repost the photo of you flexing in front of Cut.
Oh, well, I tweeted the photo of me in the Cut shirt.
Mm.
Recently, but you didn't like that, I think.
You're shadow banned. You should have done the thing where you always send your tweets to that group thread.
And so if I do that, then I'm like yelled at for...
You're not yelled at. Everyone's just like, congrats on 4 likes.
Like the reason I'm sending it is people are not on Twitter. So I'm like trying to share my hashtag share my story.
Put in your Instagram story then.
My Instagram story is like for cooking and baking.
For food, yeah.
It's like, this is here, this is here, this is here. Like, let's all leave things where they are.
You put cooking in your Twitter, too.
Well, I don't want the Twitter girls to go hungry.
Shut the fuck up. No, this is great social strategy.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you. And I'm
4 likes.
And I'm talking, I'm ticking. Okay. Sadly, Gina has COVID, and this is her party. And she'll cry if she wants to.
Her flamingo party.
Her flamingo party.
And do you know why flamingos are pink?
Because they eat shrimp.
Is that scientifically proven? Because
Alex looked it up. He said it's due to the food that they eat. So it might be shrimp and plankton, maybe?
But, like, uncooked, like, live shrimp is gray.
Yeah. But maybe it's, like, cooking in the digestive tract.
Do they have an oven, like, down their throat?
No, but, like, I think inside your body, it's, like, you're 98 degrees.
Oh, famously.
Famously.
Nick Lachey, shout out.
Yeah, so we're making a little ceviche inside.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Taylor.
So.
I knew she was trouble when she walked in.
We kind of got a vaguely iconic entrance. At least we got a drone shot. At least we got
a drone shot.
No, but we got from the behind drone shot where you can't see your face. We didn't know who was coming.
But maybe we should have cut the shot.
This is who we want. This is who we want.
It's just funny for like someone to be coming from the Beverly Hills franchise, which like is looked upon as like the glam franchise, really.
Right, but she's from...
The prehistoric era.
From when Beverly Hills was the messiest franchise.
But like to be coming from the glam franchise, looking like you're looking this way and that way.
Hey, you try to find yourself a hot pink suit or outfit to show up for your first time.
Well, I'm more thinking about like the makeup.
She's a beachy gal
the
now.
The makeup was a little like Jimbo the clown queen. Is this too mean? Okay, no, should I stop? The hair was bad.
Look at your hair now, bitch.
I don't. Well, I'm in the comfort of my own home. And this is
Orange County is her home. The decks of Orange County is Taylor Armstrong's home.
Taylor Swift's home.
No, I mean, like, this is who we want on the show. This is who we're expecting. Like,
well, if anything, like, she's like meeting the moment of Orange County.
Yeah, exactly.
She's meeting the moment. You gotta give it to her. Okay, Shannon. It's like, if you were rooting for Shannon in the Shannon versus Tamara fight, it's like, then, like, Shannon loses us with, like, truly...
John's son! John's son's on the boat!
Monstoric performance. It's like, this woman is, like...
Well, she's giving Tamara exactly what Tamara needs. She's filling Tamara's arsenal. Basically.
Yeah. It's like, forget about margins. Yeah. Tamara's gonna. But okay, so here's the thing. So like Tamara would have been set up with Shannon being such a piece of shit. And Tamara's like slurry McSlurkson.
This is why it's so fun to watch, because it's like you think one's in the wrong and then the other one proves that they're in the wrong, and then like all of a sudden, like as Emily said, Shannon looks zen at whatever point.
Tamara's like, you're drunk, and Shannon's like, okay. And we got like Emily and Tamara like having a heart to heart. And then, like, slob kebab, Heather DeBrow comes into the scene. Ay, ay, ay.
No, I mean, like, the thing I liked about this scene, this entire scene, was it was, like, monsters about. It was Monsters, Inc.
It was Monsters, Inc. It was Where the Wild Things Are.
It was, like, anytime, like, someone was trying to, like, say a nice thing or have a heart-to-heart, someone would come in like a wrecking ball, like, from the beginning. Like, remember at the very beginning, Tamara's talking, and Heather comes up, and he's like, is there a roof deck?
Somehow, Emily is, like, the only normal person on the boat.
Wait, speaking of the boat, late breaking news, and I'm only reading this because we just played a voice memo from him.
Oh.
Evan Ross Katz just texted us. That boat scene on Real Houses of OC is canon. The boat itself, too. We agree.
I know. I'm like, we're spending all day on the boat, really. Like, we can't even get off the boat. No, I think we're on the right track, baby. As Gaga said in her NerdTech commercial. I think OC's just like heading on in a good direction right now.
I think so too. It's like Andy always like says, oh, it's a return to form. It's a return to form.
Father was right.
I think for the first time Father in a while, best. He's right.
Okay. Great. That's great. The one sad thing though is for poor Gina to have COVID during this.
I know, her flamingo party. All she wanted to do was dress as a flamingo and eat some shrimp.
End of summer. Well, the women were really nasty, though, when Emily was eating.
Oh, she just, like, had that plate to herself or that platter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pump?
Let's do pump.
Oh, my God. Let's wrap it up. Wrap up pump with friggin' Lisa Vanderpump.
Narrator.
Quick aside, head on over to Come Through Queen, link to Patreon. We're doing a pump rules cast ranking.
Full-time casts, all 19 of them.
Including Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump was number one in our Beverly Hills ranking. you want to see where she ends up with the Pump Rules ranking.
Yes. And it's very interesting. I will say, like, a lot of the cast members we rank mean less to us than people we didn't rank because we care. We have more allegiance to some of the friends of on the show.
Oh,
so okay. You're not going to see Christina Kelly. She would have been number one, obviously. You're not going to see Terry Maloney. She would have been number one, tied.
Sharing the honor. You're not going to see Vail Bloom, sadly.
She would have been number two.
Number two. But let's get to our friends here. Okay. So my first complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could like do a Peacock remix, fix, uncensored,
sure,
something.
Sure.
Give me a fucking timestamp.
On everything.
On everything.
Yeah. Can I say, one of the scenes from this, the Maloney Schwartz scene in their house.
Months earlier.
This was in the trailer for the trailer for the season, I'm pretty sure. The moment where.
Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Yeah, don't tell me that you're like.
Going on a date.
You're going on a date.
Oh my God.
This was in the trailer, but cut out?
You just exploded my mind.
Wild.
They do this all the time.
I know.
How are you going to include things in a trailer and not put on the season?
I don't know. This scene was pretty sweet, though. And actually, this scene would have been really good on the show because it actually would have set up a lot of things that Katie got dragged for. You know what I mean? Like, as far as, like, what, like, her confessional about, like, what the relationship means to the, her and, like, how she'll always love him and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Maloney Schwartz adjacent. The date.
Oh, what's her name? Kendall.
With a fan?
Yeah. And they're always at, it was at that one bar they always go to. I forget what it's called.
The Javier's of WeHo.
Yeah, it's like called like Brisbane on 8th or something like that. Not really, but you know.
Okay.
And they held hands down the street.
This was bleak. Schwartz and a fan. Was this like a cameo or purchase? Like an IRL cameo.
Just like half the conversation being about like, oh, have you ever online dated? Is this your first online date? And she's like, no, it's not my first, but I don't usually do it. And he's like, oh my God, it's so cool how you walked in. Like what an entrance. What a loser.
And you are like his number one fan.
I'm for decades.
For decades. Okay. We're getting roll footage from the morning after the affair.
This was actually sickening. This was disgusting.
It makes you feel sick.
It, Raquel and Charlie walking in, Raquel with flowers, the way that Tom is with Raquel being like, long time no see. And like, they're like fucking flirting right in front of Ariana. Like, have some shame, people, right?
Well, I mean, this was like the beginning. There's no shame to be had.
But you'd think you'd have like a little shame after like fucking in the car the night before or whatever they allegedly did.
They're excited.
Yeah. The fact that we got the Saddle Ranch footage, no one talks about that.
What?
The famous footage of Raquel and Tom sitting on the curb outside of Saddle Ranch the night before that a friend took in the car.
Oh,
it's been talked about on podcasts and stuff like that, but we finally saw it.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're like whispering in each other's ears and stuff like that.
I'm like a bad Bravo podcaster. I haven't like known about Saddle Ranch. But
it's okay. I've spent many times in Saddle Ranch. I was in Saddle Ranch in 2007.
I gotta say, like, today I watched someone's video of like from seasons. It was like a TikTok onto an Instagram onto this and of like scenes from like 3 years ago proving that like Scandal has been going on for like my entire life. I'm like, everyone's brain is so broken.
Oh my God, Scandal has been going on since 1975 when you were born.
75, yes. We're nearing my 50th birthday. Okay. We got horse girls.
Oh, that's always nice.
Is it? Figuring out a way to get Lisa to roll footage.
The mix.
We got a lot of Charlie.
I know.
Is there hope?
I don't know. It's like, where would she fit in? I mean, I guess with Katie?
I think she is, like, she, wasn't she there for,
the aftermath.
Girls' Night?
Girls' Night, yeah, the Girls' Night when Tom Schwartz came up. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, we had that long conversation that, like, she had with Katie in that club we were at that she was working at.
Oh, yes, yeah.
What was that club?
It's, like, her second job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And Katie was wearing Sheena's podcasting outfit.
I love how, like, Sheena's, like, this is my iconic podcast cover outfit. Like, an outfit that she's sitting down that you can't see how it, like, it's... a white outfit, I guess. So don't wear white around Sheena.
Exactly. It's her wedding year. Don't wear white.
It's her wedding year. Don't wear a crop top either. That might offend her. Okay. Christina Kelly. You want to be surprised?
I was like, thank God.
But would you be surprised?
If she came back?
No, if you never saw Christina Kelly again.
I think she should come back. It was so nice seeing her walk into Sir being like, dinner's on me to the girlies. And then greeting James with the fist bump.
Oh, yeah.
And then walking back to like a table that she probably used to serve because she used to be the queen of Sir. And her sitting down and just, I'll just have water. Yeah, I'll just have water. Trying the truffle fly, the new truffle fries or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we need to like really close the like the chapter of like, oh yeah, like... I wasn't drinking last year because I was pregnant the whole time.
I think next season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now let's wrap it up. Next season.
Christina Kelly should come back.
Center tray.
Center tray. I actually think Lisa.
Should sell?
No, Lisa should give Sir to Christina Kelly. No, because Lisa's focused on other restaurants. Oh, yeah. She's going to Vegas. She's going to Lake Tahoe. Oh, she's opening up a restaurant called Wolf.
So give.
She should... Like, really, she should really gift Sir to Christina Kelly, who used to be the queen of Sir.
Her growing family.
Yes, her growing family. She needs it. And then Christina becomes... It should become Kelly Rules.
Oh, my God.
And could you imagine, like, everyone coming and Christina Kelly sitting there with her glass of rosé?
We just need to figure this out.
And for some reason, she's got a British accent.
No, she, like, gains a British accent.
Couldn't you see, like, Christina Kelly does look like Lisa in a way.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's
the young Lisa.
She's the heir apparent.
Heir apparent, yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to say this.
Sure.
Ariana's new man feels hungry.
What's his name, Brian?
Couldn't tell you.
I think it's Brian.
Hungry for the camera.
But yeah, he's always posing.
He's always posing, posting this and that. I think he's ready to film.
So he's going to move from New York to LA? Or just do a residency?
Bicoastal.
Yeah. Bicoastal with a bisexual girlfriend. Bye-bye.
Bye-on-bye. Bye-on-bye crime. I think Raquel's back.
I think we're all back.
I just wonder, how do we... film Sandoval other than him like alone in a room?
I don't know. I mean, like, a lot of the girls.
Sheena?
Yeah, I mean, Sheena has to be the one. Or I mean Christina Kelly. No, but Sheena has to be the one. But a lot of the girlies have been signaling like that they're gonna be forgiving to Raquel. The thing is, all these people are like, the show must go on.
Well, I know the number one person with that was like, Ariana originally was like, I will never even look at someone who will speak to either of them. And now she's just kind of like, I feel like she's kind of like,
Same with Lala. Lala was like, I'm going to pop you. Just kidding. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I'm not trying to get popped.
Send it to Daryl.
Oh, no, she bought the home with the Senator Daryl, of course.
We need to make merch that's like that good. That I can put a down payment on a home.
I got an idea. Okay. is there anything else for Bob?
They were eating Jersey Mike's.
I didn't know we were by Coastal that way.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's is on the West Coast too. Well. And there's a Jersey Mike's in my neighborhood. And I was like, I walked by it. Yesterday, okay. I was like, need to think about walking in there one day.
Yeah,
I did. But I've been trying to make food at home.
Oh, well, that we're going to talk about that on the pre-show next time.
Oh, yeah.
Or in a few weeks. Okay, but let's wrap it up. We have a freak of the week and a one true queen.
So the freak of the week is all you.
Well, it's actually you.
Well, it's my narrative, but like you were the one who presented it to us.
I brought it to you.
Yes.
As media literacy is at its lowest, dirtiest, broke, nasty.
Oh, is this the like Christina Aguilera quote?
And it's coming mad as hell on this bitch.
No, it's just there's been like a bunch of instances recently, and there always have, but like there's been like two glaring instances where people, especially like the Bravo fans, we make the Bravo fans the freak of the week a little too much. Maybe if we didn't, we'd be more successful.
Well, yeah, we have more listeners. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's like, you're talking shit about me.
No, so one of them that we kind of touched on in the news, but the fact that like Bravo fans sent themselves into a tizzy over just a couple dumb tweets that said, news. Bethany and Jill are secretly filming Ultimate Girls Trip, Roni edition. And then people were looking at clips and like thinking they heard Bethany in the background. No, everyone in New York sounds the same. That's no, the thing.
I So Garrett Berry, one of our faves, posted the TikTok of the girls dancing. My comment was, Bethany's holding the camera. So I'm playing into it. Really?
Love you quoting your own comment.
Oh my
God. Oh, Marone.
But then even worse than the Bethany thing, I think is like, there's like an air of fun to it, I think. But then the Tom Schwartz.
Stars on Mars.
Story plucked from his confessional clip. Where the headline is, Tom Schwartz, done with Tom Sandoval. And everyone's like, all right, their friendship is done. They're not working together. Tom is only Tom now. Schwartz and Sandy's burned to the ground. Where the clip itself, if you watch it, it's just like him rambling about like feeling upset about being in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
And like he's... Oh, whenever someone asks him about it, he's like rambling and not making a good point. So he just wants to not engage in that anymore.
Yeah. It's just like people are so dumb when they run with this kind of stuff. But my bigger question here about that clip is I need to know the timeline of filming of this Stars on Mars show, because it was obviously, it was filmed in Australia. So it wasn't filmed. I would guess it was filmed in the fall. Which means, no. Hear me out. And then they made Tom come do pick up confessionals to talk about Scandoval to capitalize on the whole scandal of it all.
Wow.
That's my guess, because these shows, you can't just like shoot them. You can't shoot them in March and get them fully on Fox by now.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it was filmed in the fall or earlier in the winter or whatever.
Okay.
And they made Tom Sandoval come in and insert some Scandoval. Tom Schwartz come in and insert some Scandoval stuff.
I don't know who told me this. And it's clearly not true. Someone told me this was like a semi-live show. And it's clearly not. Because like Porsche's on Watch Women's Live. Like we're not live.
Yeah. And it was filmed in Australia.
Okay.
Because Jeff Lewis got pitched the show, but he didn't do it because he didn't want to go to Australia.
Okay. Yeah, I would love dates.
I'm telling you, it was fall, winter, and then...
Why would Schwartz in the fall be cast on this show? Why would anyone from Vanderpump Rules be cast on the show?
Because they're grasping at straws. You think he was cast after Scandoval happened? No way, Jose.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening. I'm learning.
Okay, so our one true queen... Our one true queen, we're going to give it to Taylor Armstrong for tanking the Real Housewives of OC ratings. So last week, the ratings for OC were well over 1 million. This week, 700,000. And obviously, we're just trolling. Obviously, it's because, like, they were the lead-in. And I didn't know that this could be, like, possible for a lead-in to get such big ratings.
Yeah.
But they were the lead-in to Vanderpump. Yes, that's and now they didn't have, like, the actual, like, big Vanderpump episode.
We only had Secrets Revealed. I can only imagine next week without even a Secrets Revealed. No, but it's so funny. Like, that is... like, Twitter culture of, like, oh, like, this episode didn't have this person or did not have this person or focused on this person. Yeah. As if, like, we all knew going into it. Like, no one knew Taylor was showing up in this episode.
I knew.
No, I knew, but only because, like, someone posted, like, the sneak peek clip.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't even think she was... There wasn't even... I think it was a This Season On clip.
Everyone turned it off because Taylor was coming on. They knew the drone footage was coming.
Oh, my God.
They were like, we've already seen her too much of the deck.
Wow. What a week. As always, head on over to comethroughqueen.com. The Patreon stuff is on fire this week. We have The Idol.
Oh, I watched... Black Mirror.
We have the other two. We have Drag Race. We have Nurtec ODT. And then we have a bonus episode ranking 19 main cast members of Vanderpump Rules. So, like, really putting a bow into this scan of all.
Yeah. Reminder, Christina Kelly has never been a main cast member. That's why she's not number one.
That's why she's not even ranked.
Yes.
So head on over there and just like, comment, subscribe, heart your retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.